It is time. It normally is not this time, this early in the program, but it is time. What do I mean by that? Friday. Friday means lots of different things to lots of different people. For many, it means, hell yeah, the weekend has already started. For others, cheesy as it sounds, they'll go with TGIF. The grind includes Friday. And then they go hard today into the weekend. In fact, there is no weekend for folks like that. No days off. No days off. Saturday is the new Monday. I get that. But to me, personally, Friday means one thing and one thing only. Big head bets. Big head bets. Where the Jungle's digital content king comes in with his predictions and he attempts to get you paid. Big head. What's up, head? How you living?
Man, the four best offenses in football playing this weekend in a big fight. Jim, I'm living good.
That's what I like to hear. All right, so you've gotten your giant dome kicked in pretty good the last couple of weeks. And those who have been riding with you and who are getting paid all regular season are now getting a little frustrated and a little restless. To those folks, I say, chill the hell out. Don't hit it if you can't afford to lose it. Also, remember, this betting game is hard, dog. It's hard, dog. Now, it is hard, head, but now you have an opportunity to get right with both conference title games. There is that huge fight Saturday night that you mentioned. Are you ready? Actually, I don't care if you are or aren't. Let's do this. Two awesome games on Sunday. Head, start with the AFC Championship game. The Bills are headed to Kansas City for the AFC title game. It's their first time in that game since 93. They're a win away from the freaking Super Bowl. You know how hyped the Bills Mafia is for this one. The big question, Head, is will Patrick Mahomes go? I'm not a doctor. He does have to finish off his time in protocol. He's got to get medical clearance, but I'm going to assume that he's going to be out there and he's going to be just fine. He's Patrick freaking Mahomes. Now, if you're feeling the Bills, head, you can take them and get 3 points along with it. How are you playing that game?
So, Jim, the past 2 weeks I've gone against the Mafia and I've gone 1-1. And this week I'm going against the Mafia again, Jim. I'm going KC. They're too good, and the spread isn't high enough for me. Look, to beat KC, you need a few things. Great quarterback play. Buffalo has that with Josh Allen. He's actually been better than Patrick Mahomes since December. But you also have to be able to create pressure on Mahomes without blitzing. He's the best passer in the NFL against the blitz. Buffalo doesn't do that. The Bills' 7.9% hurry rate ranks 27th in the NFL, Jim. Also, time of possession. The Raiders beat the Chiefs by dominating the clock earlier this season, and when these two teams played in Week 6, KC had the ball for 37 minutes of the game. And right now, the Bills are regressing there too. They rank second to last in the NFL in their last 3 games. And lastly, Jim, you have to run the ball. That goes without saying with time of possession, but they haven't been able to do that either outside of Josh Allen. It looks like Clyde Edwards-Helaire will go for Kansas City. I think it's a shootout, but I like KC's D to hold serve a couple times. Chiefs minus three.
All right, so there was a lot of talk about the clock. Listen, I know I'm not going to talk you off this point, but I do want to bounce this off you. I want to give you one thing to think about because you are a numbers guy, and these numbers are insane, especially for a team as good as the Chiefs. They're 1-8. 1-8 against the spread in their last 9 games. They're 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games at home. Now, to be fair, they did win most of those games, but they only covered in one of them. Does that not concern you?
It does concern me. And couple that with the fact that Buffalo has won 9 of their past 10 against the spread, and it concerns me a lot. I just think KC's focus can go Ike Ritt with it, Jim, and game on. I think they could actually push that switch and hit it pretty good. I think they cover last weekend, too, against Cleveland, if Pat doesn't go down there. So it is nerve-wracking to me, but since it's at 3 and not over that, I still like Kansas City.
Right. So how does the Bills Mafia generally respond when you pick against them? What's that been like online?
Oh, they love it. They tweet me. Support, as always.
Yeah, I figured. All right, so now we got the other side, the NFC title game. You've got an epic matchup. You've got Tampa Bay and Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers had said repeatedly, head, he wanted to get one of these games in Lambeau. Now he's got it. Now you and I are still actually licking our wounds after taking a big swing with the Pack in Week 6 against Tampa. And they and we, you and I, got our heads handed to us. I would argue, though, this is a very different time. These are different teams than they were back then. Back then, the Bucks shut Aaron down. Do you think they can do it again? Because if you do, and I know you love the 4 points that you can get with the Bucks, do you see that happening again, and how are you going to play it this time?
I don't think they could shut down Aaron again, no. But I do like the amount of points that you're getting, Jim. You're right about that. And after jumping off a Bucks train last week, I'm jumping back on here, and I'm taking them +4. A few things I like in this matchup. Green Bay's weakness on defense is stopping the run and tackling. They allow 4.7 yards per rush, and Tampa's run game is finally coming around with Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette. So I like the Bucks' ability to run the football here. Also, Jair Alexander might be the best corner in football for Green Bay, but Tom Brady has an advantage with his second, third, fourth, and fifth options. I know Antonio Brown dynamic changes that a little bit right here, but he still has those advantages. Now, the Aaron factor, I don't see Todd Bowles and his D pressuring him 18 times like they did last week, Jim, but they can get some stops for sure. I'm going against the greatest quarterback in the history of the game and Aaron Rodgers, and I'm taking Brady and the Bucks +4.
Wow. So bottom line, what do you think the X factor is? What is this game turning on for you?
Green Bay's run game. I think against that nasty defense, and my guy Vaya is back too. But if the Packers could run that football, they could win this game. And for Tampa, keeping Tom clean as always, he needs a clean pocket. And Chris Godwin, he has a massive advantage out there. He has to come through for the Bucs to win this game.
And I love the Packers running game. I love it so much. They've got that three-headed monster right now, but we know the Bucs run defense is very, very good. That's a tough, tough call. So he's going to go Tampa Bay +4. Now, it's an amazing weekend. In addition to the conference title games, you've got a great card, a great fight card at Fist Island in Abu Dhabi, featuring the return of the notorious one, the Mystic Mac himself, Conor McGregor. And despite his inactivity, he is still arguably head the biggest thing in that world. Nothing like a McGregor fight week, except a McGregor fight week where this guy's completely dialed in. Question is, do you think he is dialed? And if so, would you hit him? It's going to cost you some money if you want him.
It is going to cost me some money. I do think he's dialed in, Jim. I think he's been dialed in for some time now. I think he was last year had he fought more. I think he was against Cerrone. The line, though, is -325 for Connor and +250 for Dustin Poirier. And I like Connor here, but the -325 is just too high for me, Jim. I like the -200 for Connor to finish him. Connor's gone 25 minutes one time in his career, and that was against your guy, Nate. So I like him getting it done before the time goes there. And look, Connor's a master at drawing dudes in and putting them power on him. Dustin's a great stand-up fighter, tough as nails, but Connor's just too good on his feet. We know Connor will come out strong. It's what he does. Dustin has to withstand it and tax him to have a shot. But I like Connor with a finish. -200.
All right, so let's be very clear about this. There are different ways to play this. You could take Connor on the money line at -325, not to insult anybody head, but if they're not sure what we're talking about, that means you have to put down $325 to make $100. So he's a heavy favorite in that regard. What about Dustin +250? For those who do not know, Poirier is a great fighter. This is a major, major challenge. This is no setup. And I know, not only do you like to go the other way, but you love value. Did you think about that at +250?
Absolutely. It is great value for Dustin. He is a great fighter, Jim, and he's legit. He's a Hall of Fame talent. He's just stuck in a nasty-ass division with Khabib and Connor. And if he wasn't there, he'd be getting a lot more credit. Now, he can win this fight. His last fight against Dan Hooker, he stood in and he took it. I just think Connor's power is too much. But last weekend, Max Holloway put on a stand-up performance in his fight for the ages. Dustin beat him twice. Dustin's beat a bunch of people. It's a great value if you like him. It's a great value. I like Connor.
I like that point a lot. I like what you just said. If you like Dustin, it is a great value. Now, I'm going to be honest. Normally, you know how this goes. Like, I play some of your angles, and I play against some of your angles. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I don't play at all. I'm going to be really honest about this. As much as I respect Dustin, and I've got a ton of respect for him. In fact, I respect him about as much as I respect anybody in that game. I think he's dangerous as hell. I think he can win that fight. Personally, I hammered Connor in this. I bet him every which way I can. So we'll see how this plays out. Are you thinking about anything else this weekend before I let you go?
Hell yes, I am. A little horse racing now, Jim. I see you and Jamie Roth have a horse. Horse 4, Cruel Intention, running at Saturday at Santa Anita in the first race, man. I hit that. It's a big field. There's 11 horses, and it's on the turf and 6 furlongs. It's been a minute since he's been in racing out there, so his works look really good to me. I think the interesting thing is to see how he handles that turf again. I believe, and you can correct me if not, I think this is his second time on turf, but the weather isn't great in Santa Anita right now, so it could be flipped to the dirt where I actually like him better there, and he's never lost at Santa Anita. I just can't have the clones betting this down. If they do, I might have to hit an exacta, but I like Cruel Intention in the first race, horse number 4.
The big head is picking our horse. Would you pick against the horse? Would you pick against a jungle horse, though, man? Be real.
I wouldn't, but there is one bad sign in the field. There is a horse called Bad Beat, and I don't like that at all, so we'll see.
That's it. Big head bets. All right, to run down very quickly, you've got Kansas City -3. You've got Tampa Bay +4. You've got Connor to finish the fight -200. Now, what that means is is it by submission or only by KO or TKO?
Exactly. No, TKO or KO.
Submission does not count, right?
Submission does not count. Okay. Connor doesn't do that.
So -200. All right, Head. And you got Cruel Intention, wherever that number ends up. All right, Head. Hope you're right. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope we all get paid, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
The Big Head. All right, really quickly, he mentioned Cruel Intention. Cruel Intention is a horse that is owned by L&J Foxwoods, my good friend Jamie Roth, and Jungle Racing, which consists of Janet and I, and also the Nexus Racing Club. And that's a horse that's going to run in the first race Saturday at Santa Anita. It's a turf race. It's 6 furlongs. He is a slight favorite right now, but I'm looking at the forecast, and the forecast is calling for rain. If it rains, they take the race off of the turf, and they put it on the main track. They put it on dirt. Good thing about this particular horse, he likes the dirt. In fact, I'm not even sure he's a turf horse. I leave that up to Bob Baffert. Bob lets us know when and where. He has run on the turf, and he got over it nicely. Listen, no guarantees, no promises. I love it when the people I talk to, Rex Chapman used to remind me of this quite a bit. This is how Rex and I got really, really close. When Rex played in the NBA, Rex would come on the program, and we talked basketball, and I always loved Rex because Rex had this great flair. Rex was a great player. But then one day, Rex started to talk to me about some of the jungle horses. And Rex knew more about my horses than I did. I'm like, dude, how do you know that? And then I realized very quickly that Rex knew a hell of a lot more about horse racing than I knew. So, of course, he knew more about my horses than I knew. Same thing with James Kelly. I think James Kelly knows more about Cruel Intention than I do. And he said he likes him, but one more thing about that race. Before, and notice I'm not saying to you, hey, clones, hit that. Load up on that. I'm not saying that at all because I have no idea how it's going to go. Horse racing, I've always said, is a punch in the face and a kick in the ass. It's a short race. It's an 11-horse field. He's on the grass. You know, all about the trip. There's going to be a lot of traffic, so I can't really guarantee anything. There is the head. Are you going to hit that? Are you going to get down? Do you like what he had to say?